strange adjustment to look at tape and actually see a team that has a fullback in the backfield more often than they don't these days?
Yeah, it is. I forget how to play against 21 personnel. And they actually have two fullbacks, which is kind of rare.
How did that change what you guys do, having that fullback lead blocker back there and then being a more of a traditional power running attack?
You know, I think we're kind of built for that a little bit more than anything else, honestly. So I think we match up with it pretty well. But, you know, we got to go out there and execute because, you know, they do a lot of things in the run game to kind of, you know, to throw you off. They can give you all different looks in that 21 personnel. They can be a power team. They can be, you know, get on the edges on you. And you know, depending on how McFadden is with his hamstring, you know, he's another one of those great backs that can change the game with one play. So, you know, we got to continue to do what we've done and play pretty good against the run.
Justin, how does he compare to the other big running quarterbacks that you have seen?
Very similar. You know, he's still young, so, you know, obviously he's not as polished as some of the other guys are in the passing attack, but, you know, he is as deadly or maybe even more deadly than any other, you know, running quarterback that we face.
Because of his speed?
Oh, absolutely.
Faster than most of them.
I think he's probably probably the fastest, on the exception of a healthy RG3 and a healthy Vic. You know, I think Pryor is right there in that category of just being that fast. I think he's clocked at 4.4, and he's all of it.
Why is this team, despite its great success against the run, which you guys have stopped the premier running backs in this game for many weeks now, do you have trouble with the running quarterbacks?
You know, your focus on a lot of times you can't take away both. And, you know, for us, man, our focus has been on, like, you know, I know Vic had a pretty good day the first day we played against him. You know, our focus was on McCoy. And it was on to, you know, get Vic on the edge a little bit more. So you can't take away both. I mean, if you take away both, you just got lucky, honestly, I believe. But, you know, we'll try to figure it out this week. It's another great test for us, so we got to do some type of adjusting here.
Does it help you at all that you've seen so many of these guys?
I hope so. Every week. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, we'll see. Time will tell.
Justin, as a veteran player, you've been around a lot of years. Are you disturbed by the things you're hearing and seeing coming out of Miami this past week?
Yeah, I think we all are. Regardless, veteran or not, it just isn't any place for that in football. And obviously I'm not speaking on the fact that, you know, I'm not speaking on Miami's locker room. You know, I have nothing to do with that. But just in general, it's no place for bullying. I mean, we've all been around and we all have our rituals of, you know, getting the rookies donuts and chicken for the plane and stuff like that. That's just, you know, part of the passing down, you know. But there's no place for, you know, hatred or, you know, it has to be a line somewhere that can't be crossed, and if it is crossed, it needs to be dealt with. So.